Lesson 14. In the store. Listen to the dialogues. Dialogue number 1. Hello, what would you like?
I would like to look at dictionaries and phrase books.
What dictionaries do you want?
A Russian English and an English Russian dictionaries and a Russian English phrase book.
Here are the dictionaries. The big ones, the small ones. Here are the phrase books.
How much does this dictionary cost?
$40.
And that one?
$25.
I'll take this dictionary and that phrase book.
You owe $55.
Dialogue number 2. Tell me, please, how much do these roses cost?
$6 per stem.
5 stems, please. 2 red ones and 3 white ones.
Here you are. You owe $30.
Here you are.
Thank you. Dialogue number 3. Hello, what would you like?
Give me, please, 2 kilograms of apples, 1 kilogram of pears, and 1 kilogram of oranges.
You owe $8.
Here is 10.
Here is your change.
Thank you.
Dialogue number 4. A. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Dasha. Where are you going?
To a store. I need to buy some vegetables for dinner.
Excellent, and I need to buy some milk and bread. Let's come together.
B. In the store. So, vegetables. I need 2 kilograms of potatoes, 1 kilogram of carrots, 1 kilogram of onions, 1 kilogram of beets and a cabbage. It seems that's all. Dasha, have you bought everything?
Yes, I've bought 2 containers of milk, some bread, and also some yogurt and curds. Let's go to the cashier.
V. At the cashier. So, potatoes, carrots, onions, beets and a cabbage. You owe $12.
Here you are. Here's your change.
So, milk, bread, yogurt and curds. You owe $7.
Here you are.
Here's your change.
Thank you.
Come to our store again. Dialogue number 5. Show me, please, the black purse.
This one?
Yes, that one. Thanks. No, I don't like it. Show me also the brown purse.
Here you are.
Yes, I like this purse. A good and comfortable purse. How much does it cost?
$30.
I'll take it.
You owe $30.
Would you like anything else?
No, thanks.
Dialogue number 6. Hello, what would you like?
I would like to buy a good warm pullover for my mother. What could you recommend?
What colour do you want?
Brown or blue?
What size?
48 to 50.
Here are the pullovers. The brown one, the light brown one, and here is the blue one.
They are very beautiful. I like the blue one better. Is it warm?
It is very warm. It is wool.
And how much does it cost?
$50.
It's expensive.
Yes, it's expensive, but this is a high quality pullover.
Yes, it's true. I'll take it. Here is $50.
Thank you. Goodbye. Listen to the texts. Text number 1.
I have a friend. Her name is Tanya. Tanya loves to go shopping. Shopping is her favourite word. Tanya likes to look at beautiful clothes and shoes and buy them. She especially likes to look. Of course, she likes to buy as well. But unfortunately, she gets a small wage. Tanya goes shopping for hours, tries on clothes and asks salespersons thousands of questions. Tanya especially likes to go to fur departments. There she tries on all the fur coats indiscriminately, looks at herself in the mirror and is captivated by herself. She says after visiting these departments, she's in a good mood. And she called fur coats antidepressants. All the salespersons have already known and hated her. But one day one of the salesmen said to Tanya, "Apply for a job as a salesgirl in our store. You will always see wonderful fur goods and will be happy." Tanya thought and accepted. By the way, the wage in the store was bigger than at her work. Tanya has become a great seller consultant because she has known all the selection of fur goods excellently and can give a buyer good advice. All the buyers have loved her. Working in the store, Tanya has gotten good bonuses and she has finally bought the fur coat which she has dreamed of for a long time.
Text number 2. My friend Hugh is American, but he is now working in Moscow in a well-known firm. Hugh loves books. At home in the USA, he has a large library. And in Moscow, Hugh likes to go to bookstores. Of course, I told him about the biggest bookstores, Moskovsky Dom Knigi, Biblioglobus and Moskva. And for the first time we went there together. Hugh bought big English-Russian and Russian-English dictionaries and Russian-language textbooks. He wants to speak Russian well. Hugh is fascinated by art and buys a lot of books of art, albums of pictorial art, and reproductions of pictures by famous artists. He says that such books are much cheaper in Russia than in the USA. Now in Moscow, you can buy fiction books written in the language of the original and works by great writers in their native languages. Hugh bought some books by Mark Twain, Tennessee Williams, O. Henry, and William Faulkner in English as gifts for his friends and relatives. Hugh says that he likes it in Moscow, and he especially likes our bookstores. Dictation. A. Supermarket. To buy. Expensive. Cheap. To give. To show. Cashier. Purse. Seafood. Pull over. To try on. Stem. B. How much does this textbook cost? How much do I owe? I would like to buy some vegetables. Give me, please, 2 containers of milk. Here is your change. What size do you want?